The National Security Secretariat has set up an emergency command center to thwart any potential threat to the country. The center is equipped with state-of-the-art cameras and videos to monitor different locations at the same time. President John Mahama inspected the facility within the National Security Secretariat annex in Accra. Meanwhile, President Mahama has allocated more than 200 vehicles to the BNI, Ghana Prison Service, Narcotics Control Board, and the National Security Secretariat to assist in their operations. Pascaline Adadavu reports.
One critical objective of good governance is to ensure the security of citizens. This falls in line with government's goal of resourcing the security services to discharge their duties effectively and efficiently. President Mahama performed dual duties at the National Security Secretariat annex. He first inspected facilities at the Secretariat, including an emergency command center. It is a 4G network platform with various intelligent and integrated cameras and videos to monitor different areas based on defined threats. Accra is currently being piloted. Kofi Olanyo is the lead consultant for the project.
You can look at it as a call center for the security agencies, the police, the BNI, National Security Coordinating Secretariat, Fire Service, Ambulance Service, and Research are all expected to be part of it. We will develop the integrated processes that enable them to respond to various threats accordingly and make sure that they ensure the safety of all of us. There are a few other infrastructure that are also being developed to support the security and safety at Flagstaff House, PDRC, and at the National Security Secretariat head office. Another oil enclave is the next priority where we want to ensure that our pipelines are safe and the operations of the gas company are also secure.
Later, President Mahama symbolically handed over keys of the vehicles to heads of the Bureau of National Investigation, BNI, the Ghana Prisons Service, Narcotics Control Board, and the National Security Secretariat. It includes different range of vehicles and motorbikes. President Mahama said additional vehicles are being procured and the Ghana Armed Forces and Police Service will benefit.
The prison service has traditionally been very starved of vehicles, and there are circumstances in which it has been reported that prisoners have to be sent to ports in trotro vehicles or in taxis. I hope that with some of these vehicles they are going to receive, it would reduce that incidence. As we know, we face many security threats, and we are in a particularly sensitive year, which is the election year. And so it's necessary for us to ensure that the security agencies are up to the scratch and able to fulfill the mandate that we have given them.
President Mahama implored the beneficiaries to use their vehicles for the purpose for which they were acquired. He also urged them to frequently maintain them to avoid the extra burden of replacing them.